I'll give it one more try, because I'm almost home. This is KG4 CGS riding mobile. Anybody on the repeater tonight?
Yes. Hey, I believe it's Chris, correct?
Sir, is that Patrick?
Chris.
The other station I got, or the other frequency I got, started buzzing probably right when you responded, so... I'm doing good, man. I'm on my way home from running some errands, and I picked up a radio that I got delivered to my P.O. box. Got a mobile GMRS radio, so I'm pretty excited about that. And, yeah, man, I'm just on my way home. How are you doing tonight?
In here doing a little housekeeping, but other than that, went to an auction this morning and didn't buy anything, so I'm doing good.
Right on. Well, it's a good night to be cozy at home. It's windy and cold out here, man. I just pumped gas, and it was brutal. but yeah, dude, I got, I don't know how to say it, man. Wooshan, I don't know. However you say that brand. I've heard like 25 different ways to say it. I got the Wooshan KS, KG XS20G Plus. GMRS radio from my car, and I've got a bracket bar extender for the gooseneck mount I have, so I'm going to try to set my ham radio next to this GMRS radio on the same stand, and I got my antenna in and antenna mount, so I'm waiting on that that mount bar extender, and I'm also waiting on a power bus that I can install under my hood so I can have more than one radio.
Pretty nice setup when you get done.
Yeah, you know, my dad, he helped me set up this dual van that I've got, and it's a pretty sweet setup already, but yeah, I was trying to figure out if I was going to mount this GMRS radio to my dash, and he sent me the extender bar, so it'll be like a long bar that I can attach each of the mobile brackets to side by side. So I'll have the ham radio probably to the left and the GMRS to the right. And I got my lip mount antenna for my dual band right now, and then I'll run another lip mount antenna for the GMRS on the other side of my trunk. And Wooshan radio, I got a Wooshan antenna mount and a Midland antenna, so I'm pretty excited about the setup. Things that I've been waiting on, I got the Baofeng K5 Plus tri-band, I got two of them. I already got the antennas for them, but UPS is over a week late, and the UPS truck stopped by my house yesterday, and then they didn't drop anything off, so I was like, where's my radios? So anyway, some of my radio stuff is in, and I'm still waiting on others.
They've got everything messed up, and then they're calling for more next weekend.
Don't say that. Oh, man. No, I dig the wintry weather. I've got a young son, so it's fun to take him out in it, but...
Enough for this year. I'm ready for spring.
It'll be planting season, dude. I can't wait to start planting my garden.
Done in a while. I may have to look into doing it this year.
Yeah, when we first bought this house 8 years ago, I planted, kind of a small, not a commercial orchard, but like a small homestead-style orchard, and a couple years later, I built a whole bunch of raised beds with my buddy. He helped me out, and since my son was born a couple years ago, I have not done anything with my garden. It's just gotten overgrown with weeds, so I chopped all those weeds down and used my blowtorch to torch the entire garden. I'm going to probably torch it again as the weather improves and stuff starts popping up. And then we've got a bunch of dirt to move and stuff. But I love growing peppers and tomatoes and watermelons and squash and cucumbers and all that good stuff. It's pretty fun.
I love some good cucumbers and squash fresh from the garden, that's for sure. And then some okra. That's the kind of stuff I like to grow. We can't grow watermelons too well up here. The season's too short.
Yeah, I've only grown okra a couple years, but I enjoy growing okra too. Those plants grow pretty tall, and the trunk is like a little miniature tree trunk, dude. Those things grow thick. But, watermelons, I like to grow golden watermelons. So I don't know if you're familiar, but it's kind of an exotic watermelon of sorts. You don't really see it every day, I guess. It's just got yellow watermelon fruit in it. It's not a cantaloupe, it's a watermelon, but it's got yellow fruit. They're pretty sweet and pretty delicious.
You had a really dark rind, and then a yellow center.
So I've grown yellow and various pink and red watermelons. I've grown orange watermelons. Those are my least favorite. But my favorite thing to grow is peppers. So I like to grow hot peppers. So and this year I'm going to grow a bunch of different Scotch bonnet varieties, and I'm going to try to make a Frankenstein plant by using some grafting methods that I've learned. And I'm going to try to, my goal this year is to try to have a plant that's got like five or six different colors of Scotch bonnet peppers on it. So that's my big garden project this year.
But Chris, I'm going to have to jump off here and get back to what I was doing so I don't get distracted too long and don't get anything done.
Right on, Patrick. Well, thanks for getting back to me, bud. I appreciate you hollering at the KO4HKX and KG4ZGS. I'll say 73, bud.
Be careful the rest of your trip in, and look forward to talking to y'all down the log. KO4HKX.